Benji, tell us about Reagan.
Reagan was a 15-year-old chocolate lab. She died in 2022. She was my best friend. We were born at the same time, so I was with her my whole entire life. I didn't really know anything besides her. But yeah, we grew up together. She was with me through everything. She's my best friend.
We understand your Eagle Scout project is dedicated to Reagan and is also encouraging a lot of people in the Franklin, Tennessee area who have also lost a beloved pet. Can you share the project with us? What do you call it?
So it's called Reagan's Rainbow Memorial Bridge. And the idea behind it is where pet owners will come and place the collar of their pets who have passed on the bridge. And it acts as a place where the owners can grieve, but also just remember their pets and the memories they shared together. It is dedicated to Reagan, and it just serves as a memorial to all of our beloved pets who have passed. It allows people to come back and just grieve their losses of their pets.
Now, is this acceptable for dogs and cats as well?
Yeah, correct. So it's dogs or cats where they can come and just remember their pets overall and just everything that they shared, memories and experiences together, and they can just come back and remember everything.
And I saw in some of the images you provided that Reagan's collar was the first one attached to the bridge, yes?
Correct, yeah, hers was the very first one that we attached. We had a ceremony actually early December, and it was just very touching because all the members of the community were all at the ceremony to celebrate the opening. And she was the first collar to be placed on the bridge, followed by many others that day.
So where is the bridge? Who takes care of it?
It's located at the entrance of a walking trail at the Williamson County Animal Center. We had donated it to the Animal Center, so it's overseen by them as well. And they'd been looking for something like that, so it was my pleasure to give that to them.
All right. So when you were there and you see how other people are really touched and encouraged by your project, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, so just during the ceremony, for example, there were people who started crying and hugging me. It was very eye-opening on how much the project had touched people's hearts and how much of an effect it had had on them.
And I understand that you and your family follow Christ. Did your own personal faith play a role in this project too?
Being a person of faith played a big part of the project. One of the points in our Scout Law is being reverent. And scouting and faith, I would say, go hand in hand with each other. I go to Brentwood Academy, a Christian school, and they played a huge part of my faith also. As one of the three focuses at school is faith, I try to incorporate my faith with everything I do, and having the opportunity to do a big project like this that affects many people was a blessing I could not pass up on.
All right. We have heard the term Rainbow Bridge for some years. How did the term actually come up? What's the history of it?
So it's actually a Scottish poem, and the way I was first introduced to it was my family and I received the poem when my dog passed away, and it really just describes what happens to pets after they pass.
All right. So we don't know exactly how it works, but do you have a hope that you may someday see Reagan again?
Absolutely. She was my best friend. I'd love to hug and play with her one last time. And God is good and wants us to be happy, and our pets bring us happiness. And I'm sure God wants us to be happy. So I'd love to think that I get to see her again someday.
I've got a couple of Siberian Huskies I'm hoping to see again too. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
When it comes to scouting, what are your hopes in becoming an Eagle Scout? How long have you thought about it? And do you think you'll obtain that?
Yeah. The bridge was my last step. I've done everything else I need. And I have everything else completed besides going in front of several adults to get everything approved. But I hope to have my Eagle Scout by the early spring. And then after that, I will just help out through scouting. I'll still go to meetings and I'll help in every way I can. And my dad and brothers were Eagle, and his brothers were also Eagle Scouts. So it runs in the family, I guess. And I wanted to do something that would have a lasting impact that affects many people. And I believe the bridge is going to do just that.
All right. Above and beyond this, what are your plans for the future? What do you see yourself doing professionally?
So I'm only a sophomore, so I have a lot of time still. I'm a strong student. I'm definitely looking to go to college in the future. Ultimately, with the bridge, I just wanted to do something that would impact the community. While the project was intended to help others and give them a place to grieve, I really just wanted to honor God and do all things through him to the best of my ability.
All right. Well, I think it is making a difference very, very clearly. And Benji, we appreciate you sharing your heart with us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.